Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me today, my name is Shalice Pinkney Fields, and God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. Today is Friday, and this is the 26th, and we're getting up out of the month of June so quickly. But nevertheless, you have tuned into Me Prayer Ask Me, the program where we touch and agree on prayer request needs. Amen. Amen. And also give strength and power and encouragement to move forward. So you are tuned in to Me Prayer Ask Me, sponsored by Christian and Proud Outreach Ministries, where it's our motto, it's our theme that we are not ashamed of the gospel, especially at a time like this when people are excuse me, when people are turning their back on the gospel, not only turning their back on the gospel, you know, just, you know, it seems like they don't want God. At this particular time, we declare that even in the midst of that, we are definitely not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, to the call in your prayer requests. If you have any prayer requests, you can text them to me. I'm available now. You can text them at the prayer line 754-234-3297. You can text them and I'll get them. You can always request for prayer on our prayer request hotline 844-748-2677. Leave your prayer request. You can snail mail us at P.O. Box 551-624, Miami Gardens, Florida 33054. You can email histianproud47@gmail.com. You can reach me on Facebook at Christian and Proud. Yes, a Christian and Proud, you can reach me there also. So, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. So, we're going to go right into our program because our time is not very long. And because it's not very long, I want to get some things done. And I know on Tuesday, Monday, I believe, I started reading part of my book. And the reason why I'm a firm believer. I understand about the presence of God and it's significant in our lives. So let's just amen. Praise God. Sorry for that interruption. Something just happened. I don't know what happened. Some technical difficulty, but nevertheless, we're forging forward. Amen. We won't stop. We're not going to stop. And so we bless God today. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. We decree and declare that this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. For no one performed against us this day shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us this day in judgment is already in. Oh God, I entreat your presence here, God, on this prayer line today, oh God. Right now, I just repent of every sin, no sins of omission, commission. Ask you to wash me, dead, cleanse me from all unrighteousness, Father. Oh God, I just pray right now, God, that you will have your way. Yeah, I'm dead, and I'm going to be coming back. I surrender and submit that you will have me here, oh God. kingdom come and your will be done today in our lives. Hallelujah. As we touch and agree today in prayer, God, for you do nothing but an answer to prayer according to scriptures, oh God. We do nothing but an answer to prayer. We thank you right now for in advance for what you're doing, for what you've done, and for what you are about to do, Father. As I surrender and submit this program into your hand, God. For your word says that, hallelujah, for being and guidance into the own truth, oh God. Right now, God says that when your spirit is overworded, there is liberty. I decrease, God, so you can increase. In the name of Jesus, equal, not my will, not my way. Hallelujah, but your will and your way be done. Bless the people, God, let this podcast be up right now in Jesus' name. And I declare right now victory in every situation, every circumstance, every problem. A victorious outcome, that a victorious end. In Jesus' name, we rejoice and we praise you, God, in advance, hallelujah, for doing it, because all the glory belongs to you and all the power belongs to you forever and ever. Amen. And before we get started, I was saying something previously about how I started reading parts of my book that I wrote some years back. And the book was, I still believe that marriage was a book. And it's just my testament that even though my marriage failed, I still believe in marriage. No matter how many people just believe that God instituted marriage. But the meat and potatoes of the book is, and so, we're pressing today. Today's a kind of press day because there's some technical difficulties going on here. And really understand what's happening, but I'm getting what I can get in today. Some the intimacy part of worship is it allows God into you. And so if you get his presence and you begin to seek his face, you will everything that you need is in his presence. Why is it in his presence? Because he is the creator of all things. And so I want to encourage people, and that's why I'm reading this book. And I want to encourage you to don't allow your situation or the trial that you're going through to draw you away from God. Let it bring you closer to him. Let it bring you so close that people don't know where he begins and you end. You know, let it just be so close because you're feeling that betrayal, that hurt, that confusion, all that stuff. In God's presence, it melts away. Hallelujah. All your mountains melt like wax in God's presence. So that's why it's important that you get in God's presence. Amen. And so I learned how to worship through one of my greatest trials. And so I want to read part of this book. I want to read another part of the book, and it's called I Still Believe in Marriage Works If You're Willing to Work. And it's just my testament, like I said. And so I'm going to read that again. We're going to pray. Amen. Chapter 2 is Denise's story. I poured my heart out to Denise that day. I had to be hurting because I am a very private person. Very few people. Role seat in my personal life. When I went to my first husband, who was a substitute, it took years for me to know he was on drugs. Praise the Lord. So today we're having a lot of technical difficulties for whatever reason it is. I don't know what's happening. And I want to read the story, but I'll finish it on Monday and hopefully we'll have the technical issues dealt with. And so let's just pray, and we're just going to go ahead and end this this episode early because it's just too much going on, and the technical problems have to get dealt with today. So, Father God, in Jesus' name, as I just come before you, blessing your holy name, glorifying your name, giving you praise, and to your name, honoring you today, for you are great and mighty, you are holy. You're wonderful, hallelujah. There is none like you, none that can compare. You are righteous. Thank you, God, for what you're doing and for what you've done and for what you are about to do, God. Thank you right now for this brand new day that you have made, Father. Thank you, Harabakan, that you allow us to have your grace rise and close in our right hand. Thank you, Lord, that it is as well as it is, God. Thank you for provision, God. Thank you for making ways out of no way, God. Thank you for doing it, God, for your glory, God. Thank you, honey, that it is as well as you, God. Thank you for mercy. Thank you, honey, for your love and kindness. Thank you for your peace with the path of all understanding. Thank you for provision, Father. We're grateful today. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for your love. Thank you for loving me, God. Thank you for loving us, God. Hallelujah. That you gave your life to us, oh God. Thank you right now, hallelujah. Thank you for what you're doing in the earth realm. Thank you for, hallelujah, God created We are sponsored by Krishna Crowd Outreach Ministry, where we believe and we declare and we decree that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Get your prayer request into us and praying. We'll be praying for your prayer needs. And protection from the sins of God, 4297. Email me your prayer request, christiancry47@gmail.com, or you can just message me at Christian and Pry on Facebook, or by me, Shadi, keep me on Facebook. Leave me your prayer request in my message box or on my phone. I pray for you in Jesus' name. Be blessed, be encouraged today. Lift up your eyes to the kingdom. Get in God's presence, because in His presence not only is there fullness of joy, but all your problems, all your promises, all those things that seem to come to God, they come to you. Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye.